The Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And this is Indiana.
He's a baby.
I don't know that we've actually had him on Geek's Corner yet. He's a very happy little guy who is now 13 weeks, 14 weeks old?
He's 15 weeks.
15 weeks. Look at you growing up, young man. He's the official Geek's Corner / Daps Magic mascot. He might end up with an Instagram at some point. I don't know.
Indy the Daps Dog.
He decided to follow me out, so here he is. And he is such a good little boy. And today is the first day. I feel like I can celebrate this now, right?
Go for it.
We'll see if this works out for us. But this is the first day that Indiana has been completely accurate.
Yeah.
Solid, whatever. He has not had any accidents today. He's done them all outside, which is amazing. But yeah.
His tail does this all the time.
Like he'll be drinking water, his tail's wagging.
Hi, honey. His dad is a purebred shepherd and malamute.
Well, not purebred, but
he's
a mix.
He is bred. His dad is bred. And then his mom is a street dog. We have no idea.
So his name is Indiana. He was named after the dog.
Named?
The dog was named after the dog. Yes.
Named after or named by my brother.
Yes.
My brother's dog.
To try to get me to like him.
My brother's dog. That's extremely true.
It worked.
My brother's dogs, the mom and the dad had 12 puppies, if you can believe it, which when you see his mom, she's very little. It's crazy. She had 12 puppies.
So if you'd like to see more of Indiana, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/dapsmagic. And we have lots of indie videos and cameras and lots of fun stuff like that because he's a good little guy. But yes, he's technically a mutt, which makes him even better. And he reminds me very often, if you've watched The Old Lady and the Tramp, of there's a follow-up book series that was children's books. And one of them kind of showed the puppies of Lady and the Tramp. Uh-huh. And he reminds me so much of Scamp.
He is a scamp,
and he looks a little bit more like the tramp, and he acts a little bit more like the tramp, but he's a puppy, and he's a very funny little guy. And if you want to see how small he was, check him out on Patreon. Maybe we'll have it on Instagram at some point. We'll see. All right.
Maybe.
What should people do, Katie?
You should go to wherever chat you are in and tell us how cute the dog is, because I think he's the cutest doggy in the whole world. Ever.
And he's like, what's going on? I don't know. He doesn't even know. You might be covering your microphone too.
Oh, no, my microphone's on this side.
All right, you're good. All right. Well, Halloween time has begun at the Disneyland Resort, which means that there are lots of fun things happening, whether they're treats, whether they're entertainment offerings, whether they're, you name it. There's a lot of fun things to happen. Before we get into this, what is your favorite Halloween time memory? Because I have one, and it's going to be a little bit obscure. Well, maybe not that obscure, but a little bit.
Growing up, and anybody who knew me, Haley, who used to be a Geek's Corner co-host, can attest to this. I went through a Dapper Dan fangirl phase for probably from like when I was like 13.
I'm very interested where this is going.
18. And so I would have these like memories of their Halloween costumes being just my favorite, like to the point where we posted Dapper Dan's videos from opening day of Halloween. And it like took me back to those days. And so it's not a specific memory, but it is this general like feeling of nostalgia with those costumes specifically.
Which costumes were they?
The orange and black pinstripes.
Oh, okay. So the
Dapper Dans.
The ones they still use.
And then, I mean, our friend Jenny posted, oh, look, a Mickey Mouse pumpkin. And I was like, oh, I love the Dapper Dans at Halloween. And that was a very big part of my youth. That and the original Five and Dime.
It's funny you say Dapper Dans, because I'm going to go with that too, but not in those costumes. They did a year where they would be Irish whatever. Uh-huh. And I thought that was one of the best Halloweens ever. And they did, I think it was like a Halloween fest on Main Street or something like that. And so like
or the Halloween carnival or
yeah, it was something it was. Like that. And they like they went all out on Main Street and it was hilarious and also a little bit terrible. Like it was great, but it also in hindsight, I'm like, I don't know entirely what they were thinking. But the Dapper Dans were all Irish, I guess not tenors. But like they leaned into the Irish police or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And so that was one of the ones that popped into my head. And I really wish we'd have been able to film it back then. Like it was kind of in that beginning of YouTube, but you also really had to be careful what you filmed because it took so much work and mm-hmm. effort and money and time to post things on YouTube that it was kind of like, we'll see. Speaking of YouTube and videos from the past, we are working on an upgraded Animazement video.
Whoa.
And so that will be up very soon.
In the Lord's year of 2023?
And we're working on it today even. And so hopefully that will be soon. But yeah, it was fun to see the Dapper Dans as the Irish Halloween. I don't know entirely what they were thinking, but I do remember, like, I remember at one point they were on a, like, a stand thing, and mm-hmm. it was Halloween Carnival. There we go. I do remember, too, that when they did the thing in the back of where Galaxy's Edge now.
Oh, the Big Thunder.
Mm-hmm, the Big Thunder Halloween Carnival. The
Halloween Carnival. Yeah.
And we were obsessed with the fortune teller. Like, she was amazing. And then you could also go in and see, like, the Disney villains conjured up mm-hmm. in the tent. And, like, I actually think that was one of the more fun things that Disney's done for mm-hmm. Halloween because it was so...
I would say that... So, a lot of the things, not to want to... Not Halloween.
It wasn't it. Obscure, but it was fun. Yeah.
But...
You're a good boy.
Hi, honeys. He just wanted to look at me for a second.
He has lasted so much longer in the show than I thought he would.
I know. He's lasted longer than the other
I
ones.
Was like, oh, you'll get tired of this. Let's move on. Yeah. Anyway.
No, the Big Thunder Ranch was so good for character things.
The pumpkin carvings.
I was just thinking about how we still talk about limited time magic
mm-hmm.
and long lost friends. And
like,
that
it was a very fun spot.
Yeah. I think that they utilized that spot in a great way. And Galaxy's Edge is a better use of space. I think that might be a subjective opinion, but there was elements of the Big Thunder Ranch that were just so much fun.
And you know where I think they could replicate that? Not in the same way, but in a different way.
Downtown Disney West.
Hollywood Backlots.
Yeah, 100%.
Like Hollywood Backlots has a space where you could throw lots of fun stuff in. If you don't want it there, then you go to Paradise Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
That would work also. But I think there's some of the stuff they pulled from that carnival that were in the Big Thunder Ranch Jamboree, whatever it was called, that could go over to DCA, and that would be a lot of fun. All right. We have a lot of offerings this year for Halloween time, and mm-hmm. that includes the, I don't know which one's your favorite, actually, Plaza de Familia,
mm-hmm.
the return of the Mickey and Friends costumes, which we haven't talked about yet.
Oh,
but
am I excited I was, to talk about that?
I actually think they might have been a step up this year.
Oh, 100%.
Which one's your favorite?
I'm
going to assume Donald Duck, but you know, you never know.
Yeah, I like that he's now like a devilish something on both sides.
I think he's supposed to be a devil of some sort.
But also a vampire?
Because he has the teeth. Yeah.
But I like that he's a devil on DCA side, and I like that he has a similar vibe going. It's funny.
It's Donald the Devil on both sides.
For the merchandise, I didn't love the color scheme.
Okay.
But I love it on the costumes with that, like, teal. It fits so well.
The teal and orange.
Yeah. I love it.
So you like Donald the best?
Yeah.
Not Clarabelle Cow?
Clarabelle's great.
He's like, he's shaking my hand.
I love Donald Duck. We haven't taught him that one.
I really like Mickey Mouse. I know it's not a surprise, but no, because he's got the top hat and mm-hmm. like the thing I'm always interested in is how many years they use capes year after year. And Edna Mode says no capes.
Oh, and I like that Pluto got a real costume.
Pluto. Can you hear something outside? That's interesting, isn't it? He's very focused.
Pluto got a more proper costume. It's still a cape, but it's more than just a collar.
And I will say, with the new costumes every year, it's been interesting watching the hype that comes with that, mm-hmm. because it's definitely working. And you see people lining up before mm-hmm. they're even out, like, oh, I want to meet this character or whatever. And it'll be interesting to see when Christmas comes as well, to see how that plays out.
I was not expecting new Halloween costumes.
Because I want to do the Mickey Mouse Christmas thing. Like, I feel like I can bound that. That's very much Mr. Dapps. He's licking my hand.
He's being a good boy. Oh, sleepy.
He is getting sleepy, isn't he? You being a good boy?
He's very funny. He's kind of like a baby in the sense that when he gets tired, he does like the really long blinks.
And the big eyes.
And the big
it's
eyes.
It's very cute.
He gets very snuggly when he's tired, because normally he wouldn't really go for this because he wants to play. So the fact that he's snuggly.
He's like, I will chew on your ear. It'll be fun.
If you try and take like a nap with him, he goes, what if I ran around and got the zoomies? I know you're trying to sleep, but what if I was on your face?
But now he's like, it's late. I'm going to go relax.
That was a deep sigh, my honey buns.
So also, during Halloween time, we have Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yeah.
Which we have Judge Doom.
Yeah.
And Yokai coming.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
What do you think of these two characters?
Judge,
because we've seen a little bit from the cast member previews coming out.
Judge Doom is ookie spooky.
We are going to film so much of...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much we're going to film. We will do our best to film Judge Doom tomorrow night.
Oh,
it'll be
like
up as quickly as we possibly can.
Do you like
and
that?
He's like, I don't know.
Do you like when I say ookie spooky? That's so funny.
That's he's like, just don't electrocute me like you did Wendy.
We would never, even though you're a little pumped.
If it brought him back to life, we would. Judge Doom.
I have nothing in my hand. Judge Doom is great. I love all of the set that is happening around him. That's my watch. That's not a
chew. He loves to eat watches.
He does.
He goes at mine all the time.
Also just bracelets in general, I've noticed. Like magic bands. He likes to chew as well.
He did go after my magic band.
A cutie.
Judge Doom.
Here's a boop for everybody. I think that he looks great. I was actually shocked by how great he looks. I think that he's very spooky. I think that him having the cartoon shoe and a vat of dip was a very good choice. I think if we wanted to up the horrifying factor even more, weasels. Weasels would have been terrifying.
I don't know how they do that, but
I don't know either. But I love it. I think it's great. I think that, in my humble opinion, this is the kind of out of the box additions that we need for events like this.
And a little bit obscure.
A little bit, yeah.
Because honestly, when you're thinking of Disney villains, like who can we pull into Oogie Boogie Bash?
We didn't come up with Judge Doom.
I wouldn't come up with Judge Doom.
No.
Like it's further down the list, and I think that's amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing Ernesto de la Cruz
every
tomorrow night.
Year, yeah.
Like that's going to be fun.
Also, Madame Mim.
Madame Mim is always a highlight. Always, it's been 1 year, but she will be a highlight. I'm looking forward to that. Like
Madame
those,
Mim is just incredible.
If I only see those three, I'll be happy tomorrow.
Yeah,
night.
Same.
Yeah, I think that'll be fantastic. We also, with Halloween time returning, get a look at the Haunted Mansion new gingerbread. That's going to be the continued bane of my existence, I think, because I cannot buy gingerbread
until
at the end.
But a gift shop.
Maybe there will be a gift shop that sells gingerbread at the exit in a year or two. And like, if I have my way, a year from now, they will have finished said good gift shop. And they'll be like, here, Mr. Dapps, we sell gingerbread.
We should make.
Can we have all your money? And I'll be like, yes.
We should make dog biscuits that look like the gingerbread. Or Indiana.
But I want gingerbread.
We should make dog biscuits that look like...
Like, just talking about it, I'm like, oh, I want the gingerbread from the gift shop that I hope they
like
sell.
Gingerbread, so
I love gingerbread. Like, it's one of those weird things I never had as a kid. Mm-hmm. And as an adult, I discovered it. And I was like, oh,
which is funny, because I would have thought that you had grown up on gingerbread. Mm-hmm, like, your grandma would have made it or something.
Nope. She did not. I was deprived.
But she did make M&M cookies.
That is true. And they were delicious. And I want to recreate those recipes. But so we got a first look. And because you're Geeks Corner, I'm going to tell you how it happened for our video. Is I, being a good Mr. Dapps, got in line in the morning quite early.
Woke up early.
Like I rope dropped Disneyland on opening day of Halloween time. Got some photos of the characters. Mm-hmm. Went over to Haunted Mansion. Got in line. Waited in line. Mm-hmm. Got all the way in to the elevator. And then lights turned on. And they're like,
that's not supposed to happen.
No. They're like, oh, you have to wait. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And I also got the timer thing, like the little red card where they're like, hey, carry this in and show them how long it takes. So I have this. It's around my wrist. I'm waiting. Whatever. The lights turn on. They're like, you can wait. You can leave. We don't know how long it's going to take for this ride to go back up. I'm like, I will wait because this is my one priority of the morning because Angela's going to get the rest of the videos, like the other videos throughout the day. So I wait. And I wait. After about 25 minutes, they're like, hey, can you move out of the stretching room into the lobby? I'm like, okay, I'll wait out there. At this point, I'm starting to wonder, like, if this is going to really work. And so I asked a cast member, and I'm like, hey, do you want this thing back? And they're like, well, are you going to get off the ride? I'm like, no, I'm going to wait. They're like, okay, keep it. I'm like, okay. So this is going to be like...
longest wait time
ever. I'm like, it's going to be like 50 minutes at this point. I'm like, I don't know why you're having me keep this. Wait some more. It's over an hour now. And they're looking at this little screen and they're like, oh, our lead is going through the ride to see that everything works or whatever. And then they're like, sorry, this is not going to happen. You all have to leave. We're giving you a re-ad. Mm-hmm. So as I'm leaving, I scan my pass and they're like, here, you can come back on the ride when it reopens and you'll get to go in the fast way. And as I'm walking away, I'm like, I still have this darned red tag. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? So I walk back to this guy named, I think his name was Craig. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you want this now? Because you keep giving it to me and telling me not to leave it. And I'm like, oh yeah, we can take it now. So they finally took it. And I think I waited an hour and 10, 15 minutes or so to not go on the ride. And then I go and meet with Murray and we hang out for a little bit. And they're like, hey, the ride's back up. So we used it right on. It was beautiful. Whatever. We get into the stretching room. I'm standing in the back, mm-hmm. filming things. It's lovely. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. And I notice that Craig is our ghost host, Haunted Mansion, whatever. And he's doing his spiel of like, please get away from the edge of the room. We're going to go down.
Drag your body.
And then he's like, and the man in the fedora. And my first thought is like, no, it's a trilby. Trilby. But then he continues. Welcome back. And everybody in the room turns and looks at me. And I'm like, I'm just glad I'm not in trouble. And he's like, and then this is my favorite part. He's like, he came before, but we broke down. And then everybody was like, oh, okay. So that was my very long wait to get on the Haunted Mansion to get video for you.
You went and came and saw me at work.
I did. With Murray.
I was working at a Starbucks downtown. Mm-hmm. So it was a fun little adventure.
It was a fun morning. It was very interesting.
It was also really funny because I was solving an issue, as one does. And I turned around not realizing what was going on. And I like saw you and Murray and I went, ah, because I mean,
that's normal half the time anyway. But Haunted Mansion is very fun this year and they still don't sell gingerbread at the end. So I'm sad about that. But Craig, you were great and I appreciate you. All right. Shall we move on?
Sure.
Thank you, buddy. You're being such a good boy. San Francisco.
He wants to be famous.
San Francisco also opened at Disney California Adventure on the 31st of August, which was actually before the beginning of Haunted Mansion. And it was also the last day of Rogers the Musical, which they killed it the entire day. I saw two performances that day. They were amazing. You caught the second one with me.
The last performance.
Like,
it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And I hope that show comes back.
I think that There was just something so beautiful about that show. I personally had a really rough day on the last day of Rogers, and I want to cry thinking about it. But
I didn't think you were going to show up.
When
I thought you were going to ditch us.
But when young Steve was singing his song about I could do this all day, and how he really just wants to do it, but no one thinks that he can.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to stand up for the little guy.
I was crying. Yeah. Oh my God, was I just in tears, just full on sobbing, because that song just hit.
Little guy, like, wait, what? But no, that was good. And then also the end of the line song, like the two of those with him.
I want a cast recording.
Yes, we need the cast album. Like, we want that cast album. Otherwise, I'm going to make one.
And somehow. They made a joke about it.
They also made an Aladdin joke, though. So I'm like, I don't know.
I'm just saying that they made a joke about it at the exit.
Yeah.
At the
end.
I'm guessing, personally, if I had to make a guess, that was the atypical clear out the house announcement if people hung around too long.
I think I've heard it before. So yeah. Yes. And they just started
it
earlier.
Yeah. They just started it earlier so that everyone could hear it. Because it was a so.
Well, it was like the
Steve Rogers.
What movie was that?
Homecoming.
Yeah, it was Homecoming. It's
when Spider-Man is in high school and they all have to watch the Captain America videos. And he's like, so.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the after school special sitting with a chair backwards.
Mm-hmm. Which was very good. It was very fun. So anyway, that was a fantastic last day for Rogers the Musical, which also happened to be the first day of San Francisco completed, mm-hmm. which means you've got a Hero, you've got Baymax, everything's open, everything's Baymax
talks.
Finished. Baymax talks, but that's... Nick Fury sings. But so Nick here's my question. If you could pick one of the two, Nick Fury sings in Rogers the Musical, or Baymax talks, which one would you choose?
Baymax talks.
See, I go the other way.
Really?
100%. Because it's cool to see Baymax talks. Way more fun to see Baymax, or to see Nick Fury sings.
100%. But I was also going into, like, talking Mickey mode. And I was thinking of the memories that will create for families and for... Heck, we have a friend that is about my age that flew out just for the opening of San Francisco.
Which was awesome. Like, yeah. I love that. But, like, I will say I'm partial to Rogers Musical and Nick Fury singing. And whereas long-term, I recognize that San Francisco probably adds more value to the park. Do you think?
Yeah.
However, there's something really cool about the live theater aspect of Rogers the Musical and how you can use something like the MCU to introduce people to musical theater.
Well, it goes back
that to I think is very special.
It goes back to the Aladdin. It goes back to the Frozen. It's some children's first Broadway-esque experience.
And it's a very different experience than cinema or TV or and whatever.
It's bite-sized, so it's a little bit easier for younger families to be able to get through.
And it didn't take itself seriously, mm-hmm. especially this one, which I thought was good because it created an environment that people could connect with and be comfortable in that much better. I don't know. So San Francisco.
My hand tastes good.
What?
My hand tastes
good. Oh, he's eating in it. You gotta love those teeth. San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
love the bridge, especially at night. If you go in the morning, not super busy.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the food opens up, though.
At 10 or 11?
You thought it was busy with Pacific Wharf. Like, it's going to get...
And it was always busy at Pacific Wharf.
You have to mobile order, like, basically the first thing in your... Like, you have to plan your day around your food. Because... Mm-hmm. Both on Friday and Sunday, it was insanely busy to the point where it's like, I'm not comfortable here. I'm going to move out.
And I went
Friday
after work.
Yep.
And it was nuts. It was absolutely insane. I got very lucky that I was able to sneak in a mobile order 30 minutes before.
I was not.
Or 30 minutes away from my time.
Because, I was not.
I did the like magic key local thing where I was with friends that go often, but not as often as we do. And they were like, "Aw, we can't eat at the new place because the food's an hour and a half away." And then I went, "I just found this mobile order for 30 minutes away." And they went, "How'd you do that?" And I went,
"I just kept hitting refresh."
Basically.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
What'd you think of the food?
I like it.
What'd you have?
I haven't had everything. My friends have also already had existing items. They had the wonton nachos and the... Yes. And the bulgogi burrito. I had the udon.
Okay.
Because I like noodles. I'm a noodle girl. There is indie hair everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I also tried the strawberry lychee cocktail. And my friend had the soju cocktail. Both are very good. One of them is a little bit sweeter. That is the strawberry one. But yeah, I think my favorite thing about the land currently is the music.
It is very good music.
It's just fun.
Like, it's very fun. It's very
lively.
It just makes you happy. Like, mm-hmm. you don't even have to really think about it. It's just like, oh, this is fun. This is happy. It's, like,
subliminally, you'll just be like, oh, I'm in a good mood. And then you'll stop and listen. And you're like, oh, this is just fun music.
And the bread. There's Baymax bread.
There's Baymax bread that I heard people were waiting like 2 hours
People are waiting a very long time for Baymax bread. I have not waited for that, but I would like to eat some, even though I know it's the same bread that I had as Mickey Mouse or...
But it's shaped like Baymax.
I know. It looks very cool. Okay. I think they did a really good job with it. I think it was a good transition from something that was very connected, if you knew California, especially Monterey, to something that's like, oh, this is the movie I know. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was a really smart move.
Approaching a more fantasy California.
Which is a good thing.
Because no one wants to visit a California-themed theme park in California.
Well, and it's kind of like, if you really wanted to see Monterey, why don't you just go to Monterey?
I don't remember who said that, but the California-themed park.
Okay. But my point is like, why remake Monterey when you can go to Monterey? And I love Monterey. Like, I think it's one of Monterey. The best places to go. But... just go to Monterey. Mm-hmm. Why not make something
go to the place they filmed Star Trek 4?
Kind of connected. Yes, very much so. But kind of connected to Monterey that you're like, oh, this is familiar, but it's also connected to a movie I really like from the Disney Animation Studios. And I think it Disneyfied a section of the park that was kind of like, oh, we go here for food, but there's not really a reason to go otherwise. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I only went there for food.
Like, I give it 2 thumbs up. Like, there's definitely room for improvement here. Like, we saw a guy bump against the bridge as he was building it on a week ago Sunday.
It was Sunday, yeah.
And make a huge gash, which is fixed. I will give them credit. I'm impressed. But I'm like, I don't know.
Magic.
I think a Baymax attraction would be great.
The only thing is that if they wanted to do a Baymax attraction, that would take over Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, because currently, the Baymax attraction in Tokyo is Mater's Junkyard
Jamboree. Unless they did something different.
I just don't know where they would put it.
Like, there's room back there.
Well, if you look at that one map outside the tram, it does say that the Timon parking lot still exists. I'm sure they could do something with that space.
There you go. That's exactly what it could be. All right, welcome to Geeks Corner Plus. We have reached that time of the night.
That was fun. You got an accent for a bit.
Oh, good.
There.
You're welcome.
I love that.
If you have anything you'd like us to comment on, let us know in the comments.
If there's anything you'd like Indiana to comment on, let us know in the comments.
It was like, as he falls asleep. He's like, oh, I'll just look at it. It's fine.
Yeah, let us know.
He's totally falling asleep.
Indy will give his opinion.
He's like, I'm looking up at you and I'm falling asleep.
Also, this is kind of what it's like if you're with us and the dog. It's kind of us just chasing the dog around.
And then he falls asleep.
And he falls asleep.
Good boy. But he lets you play with his mouth, and he's a very good dog.
And like, I'm touching his paws right now.
You can play with his paws, and he's like, oh, okay. See, like, he's very...
Okay. I will do the Lord's work.
Indiana's thoughts on archaeology is that it belongs in a museum.
Indiana, what are your thoughts?
Thank you,
What are your thoughts on archaeology?
You should probably keep that up on here.
I know. I'm just asking
That's not going to work.
I am asking him what his thoughts are on archaeology.
Welcome, Itzy, to Geeks Corner Plus.
Hi, Itzy.
How was Chicago tonight?
I saw you just text me back. I sent Itzy a TikTok of a dog that looks like Jar Jar Binks.
Are you saying Indy looks like Jar Jar Binks?
No. I'm saying I sent Itzy a TikTok of a dog that looks like Jar Jar Binks.
Indy is very tired right now. It's very cute.
Fun fact, Itzy's last name in my phone is Binks.
As it should be. Oh, there's a big yawn.
The fun fact, that's actually one of my partner's go-to phrases right now is...
There's a big yawn.
As it should, as you should, as I should. My favorite thing is when it accidentally backfired on her and she thought she offended me. So I went, hey, go look at the schedule I posted. You have 39 and a half hours. And she went, as I should. And then she went, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. And I went, no, it's funny.
That reminds me of college. And we had a group of guys that were like, if you want three things to know in life that will help you succeed, these are the three things. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm only a man.
I've never heard you say any of those things.
I didn't say I was just succeeding at life. But no.
Indy Binks. You responded.
Oh, you just woke him up. He's like, oh, okay.
He said, I'm Indy Binks.
But yes, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm only a man. Were the three things that we taught freshmen in college to learn.
Oh, he's so zippy.
He is. He's passing out.
He's so eepy.
What's fun, though, is I got to meet Itzy at a Dodgers game.
I haven't met Itzy.
Such a random...
Who made the connection?
Katie did. But, like, of all the things, would you ever expect... Not at Disney.
No.
Not in Chicago.
No.
Dodgers game.
Dodgers game.
Very fun. All right, Katie, what should people do?
You should give your well wishes to Indiana. And say, keep being cute, little puppy.
True.
Because he sat here for the whole Geeks Corner show.
And I'm shocked.
Impressive. Go to DashMagic.com. Check out all the Disney geek news and Indiana news on Patreon.
That's on Patreon.
That's on Patreon. Subscribe our mailing list. Find our Patreon where we do lots of fun things. We let you in on little secrets. We possibly post
stuff of Indy.
And let you in on projects and give you a chance to be a part of said projects. So
that is very true.
Find us there and be a part of the community.
And also make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got a lot of fun things going up, especially tomorrow as we go to Oogie Boogie Bash. You won't want to miss any of it. But that is all the time we have for you this week because Indy is falling asleep. We will see you round the corner.
Bye.